Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yeah, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. 2:08 PM on Tuesday, January the 4th. We are kicking things off, and as usual, Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing today?
Hello, happy Tuesday.
The sun is melting. Happy Tuesday.
The sun is shining.
Yes, it is. Unless you live in Virginia and you're stuck on I-95, and then the sun is not shining on your life right now.
I've been there. It's not good.
I-95, yeah, I've been stuck on traffic jams on 95 before. That place is a mess on a good day. There's people up there that have been sitting literally for 24 hours unable to get off the interstate and just running out of gas. No, it's before the Beltway, it's one of the ingress and egress routes into D.C., yes, but they're in the Fredericksburg area, I think, in Virginia. It's awful. Awful. Blessings on them. On the show today, let's talk about it. Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect. I'll tell you this, though, right now, 3 p.m. today, you're going to want to stay tuned because our buddy Matt Clark, who calls in periodically, has got some updates on things that are happening in the war on COVID mandates, legally speaking, I mean. Matt is with the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, and he has been in the fight himself and monitoring the other fights, and he'll give us some updates on that. At 4 p.m., a friend of mine, Todd Stacey, who is the head of an organization called Alabama Daily News. They have a website, and they have an Inside Alabama Politics subscription, which has some of the stuff that's kind of behind the scenes. And then he also just recently started hosting PBS's Capital Journal, which is a longstanding program that interviews politicians and that kind of thing. He'll be on with us at 4 o'clock. Triple dipper, though, for right now. Three stories you got to know. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah. So Triple Dipper for the day. Here's the three things we're going to run this show on right now. Number one, I'm going to be covering down on what I call military mandates. We've talked about it many times, but this is a very military-centric listening audience, and I know it. Everybody in this audience, it seems, to either be a green suitor now, has been in service before, or has a family member or a good friend who's in, and they care about what's happening, or they're working in the defense industry somewhere around the Huntsville area. So just saying, we're going to cover down on military mandates. Number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling this segment Teaching from the Ivory Tower. There are decisions being made that you look at and go, really? Were y'all really thinking about the boots on the ground educators and the students when you made that decision? Teaching from the Ivory Tower. I got some stuff. It's some's COVID related. Some's, you know, curriculum related. Some's just like, wow. Anyway, Teaching from the Ivory Tower. And then number three, we're going to do a segment I'm calling Who's in the Running? You got some races going on right now in Alabama, and people are piling in and getting out, all even breaking news as of today. I put it up on my Twitter feed just a minute ago. Jessica Taylor, who has been one of the lower rung of candidates in the U.S. Senate race, but she still had 4% to her name in the last poll, just dropped out at lunch today and endorsed, I'll tell you who in a little bit. All right, let me do this, though. Getting into my show today, you know, I really felt the need to not do my right side way, my monologue on something political. I thought it was important to talk about things, sort of a life thing, if you will. And I'll be honest with you, if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a firm believer there's always a way. You know what I'm saying? It may take being creative, but I like to say that I have built an entire life out of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. Sometimes it's just a matter of trying to find the lighter side in a dark moment, which I suppose is optimism. But literally, in every aspect of my life, I have walked in the knowledge that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if I've been called to it, well, then Katie, bar the door, because I'm going to work on it and it's going to work. In the practice of law, I will always research cases under the belief that there's a precedent out there. Always. In the military, there was always one more hill to climb, one more action on the field, one more effort to make. Always. In politics, if there was legislation that I was keen on, then I would debate it and massage it and work the votes until the votes were in. Always. In ministry, working with kids, I was of the belief that there was always another means by which the gospel could be made more appealing and still remain relevant and unchanged. Always. Maybe that kind of attitude that I know a lot of you share is why I like to read the history of what I would just call great overcomers. You know, people who stood in the gap, did things that no one thought could be done or sacrificed greatly for others, changed the way people saw things and did things. So stand by. I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite books here, about a true story. One I don't believe I've told on this show before, but one that should be told to current and future generations because it is so worth telling. The book's called Ghost Soldiers. Ghost Soldiers. And the author's name is Hampton Sides. You can find a link to the book on the recommended reading tab on the Right Side Radio website at rightsideradio.org. So the book is an epic recounting of what some have referred to as the Great Raid. It's a story of the 6th Ranger Battalion in the Pacific Theater in World War II and their amazing rescue of the survivors of the Bataan Death March. Those of you that know your history know that when the Japanese swept across the Pacific in the early years of the war and they scooped up territory, they also took prisoners. In early 1942, they congregated upwards of 80,000 prisoners of war, a mix of American and Filipinos, and began marching them without food or water for nearly 70 miles. And along the way, they were abused and tortured, and many of them were killed. And estimates differ, but some say that upwards of 19,000 POWs died on what became known as the Bataan Death March. And then, once they got to their destination, life in the POW camps, it wasn't much better, with deprivations and abuses that turned the stomach. And the surviving POWs referred to themselves as ghost soldiers. In 1945, it was apparent the tide of the war had turned, but the Japanese were not prone to releasing prisoners, and they did not abide by any of the Geneva Conventions, and word got back to the Allied command that the Japanese had begun wholesale executions, even burning POWs alive. And on January 28, 1945, 121 hand-selected U.S. troops from the U.S. Army's 6th Ranger Battalion slipped behind enemy lines in the Philippines. Their mission was to march 30 miles in and 30 miles back across rugged terrain to rescue 513 POWs that were languishing in a hellish camp, and among them were the last survivors of the infamous Bataan Death March. A recent prison massacre at that time by Japanese soldiers elsewhere in the Philippines made the stakes really, really high, and it left little time to plan the complex operation. So in the book Ghost Soldiers, the author, Hampton Sides, he vividly recreates the daring raid, offering a minute-by-minute narration that unfolds alongside all the sort of intimate portraits of prisoners and their lives in the camp. Sides shows how the POWs banded together to survive, defying the Japanese authorities even as they endured starvation and tropical diseases and torture. It's a remarkable story, y'all, of a remarkable mission. It's also one of the best recountings I have ever come across that gives the true and active testament to the human spirit. It's an account, really, of enormous bravery and self-sacrifice amid the most awful of conditions. Well, the end story, you might imagine, is the 6th Ranger Battalion, those 121 soldiers, were successful. They raided that camp. They defeated the enemy. They rescued 513 Americans and brought them to safety. Here's the thing, friends. There's always a way. These last 2 years have been trying, and for some of you, it may have gone on longer than that. Don't get down. It's amazing what we can overcome. I know that some of you have expressed lately you've been despairing of the things that are happening in politics and what may come next, or what comes next in COVID, or you lost your job because of some lame mandate, or you're just trying to figure out your next step in life and you're tired of the same old, same old. I'll tell you what. I know this. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing you're going through now that someone else hasn't already overcome. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation you could ever go through that is not common to many others, and that with that temptation, God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. It says that. It says he will provide a way out so you can endure it. And the Greek translation of the word tempted in that verse can also mean testing or being tested. In other words, the trials of life. Well, the survivors of the true story captured in Ghost Soldiers will tell you that they leaned on each other, leaned on their faith, and they never, ever gave up. So what I'm saying is this. Overcomers overcome. So snatch up the square pegs life has issued you and shave the freaking corners off of them, and let's get them fitted in those round holes. It's easy to say, it's harder to do, but it's doable, especially for a bunch of right side ruffians. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I don't know who needed to hear that. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I felt like someone did. And I just say that because I get the emails, I get the occasional messages, I see every once in a while it's less positive, or it's sometimes even despairing, or how do I fix this, or what do I do? And I'm just telling you, folks, there's a way. You may have to work for it, but there's a way. And I believe that with all my heart. Square pegs, round holes, just freaking shave the corners off of them. Make it work. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.